Blog Talk Radio.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
Well, hello everyone. How are you? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Lady Diane, and I'm so excited because this is a beginning of a new series that I'm going to be teaching on, and that's Living a Proactive Life Through Inspiration by Lady Diane. We're going to get started on today. We're calling today Day one. I'm telling you, I'm so excited, and I'm telling you, this is really for me, and I hope that in the process of it being for me, that you can be blessed as well. I'm going to try to come off not as Miss Radio personality, but as a real person. That's right, a real person. I came up with this title, Living a Proactive Life Through Inspiration, because I have a lot of people that follow me through Facebook, through Twitter, through Blog Talk, and through Skype. And I decided that I wanted to do something that can reach and touch their lives. And in the same token, be able to use something that will be a tool to kickstart my behind. Because Diane has been procrastinating on a lot of different things. And I said, my God, my God, my God, what has overtaken me? What has come up on me that I'm not getting some of the things done that I need to be getting done? And I said, I know if it's happening to me, it has to be happening to other people as well. So, you know, it's not about being proactive. I know even my prayer pillow, so many things that I know that I should be getting done, I have not been doing it. So I said, you know what? We're going to take 100 days starting today. I want to mark this as October the 21st, and we're not going to take a whole lot of time. We're only going to take an hour out of our time of the day, and you know why we're not going to take a whole lot of time? Because we have work to do. We have work to do, and we're not going to sit on this phone, on this radio, on this Blog Talk Internet searching, sitting here talking when we have work to do. Because that's what we're talking about, being proactive. Now, yes, we can be proactive by talking about it, but we're not just going to talk about it. We're going to be about it. So on this first day, the first thing I just want to talk about is living every day on a fresh new start. This is a new day. Hallelujah, a new day. We cannot look back on what happened yesterday, the day before, the week before, the year before, and so on. Now, we can look at some things and learn from it, but we cannot continue to be Lot's wife and looking back. What if, coulda, woulda, shoulda? You hear what I'm saying? I'm just going to say this because I'm not going to stay a long prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless this program because I need it probably more than anybody out there that's listening in. In the name of Jesus, amen. So we're talking about living a productive life, being proactive, being proactive. Do you know that 95% of people procrastinate on their goal? We're going to be different. We're going to be different. I can say personally myself, dealing with procrastination. You say, oh, no, not you, Lady Diane. Oh, yes. Procrastination to me is just simply knowing there's some things that I need to get done, and I've been talking about it, but I'm not being about it. Amen. So I like to say, no, I have too much inside of me to be sitting on my rump, rumpity dump, rump, rump, and not getting it done. I can't do it no more. I can't do it no more. And so that's what I want to really, really, really start at, and that is not looking back on yesterday. Not looking tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. It's gone. And so we're going to take a few seconds and reminisce just for a quick second, right, on yesterday. Let's think. Let's reflect. Let's do a little bit of evaluation. If I had to evaluate my yesterday, I probably would start out by saying, wow, I didn't get this done. I didn't get that done. That's still not done. And it can be kind of depressing. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. It'll be kind of depressing because I realize I cannot get yesterday back. So I'm not going to go there. But what I will do is look at what I have on today. You know, God has given every one of us the same amount of time. He's allotted a certain amount of time for each one of us in a day. Now, what are you doing with your day? I decided I'm going to start my day off, of course, say first just looking into the face of the Lord, said, wow, I woke up again. You did this. I thank you. You know, in my regular, real language, God, I thank you. You woke me up a day. You woke me up another day. I am alive. I did not sleep into eternity, but you woke me up. So because you woke me up, I owe this day to you. I owe this day to you. So I decided to use this day to give you the glory, to give you praise, and to do something productive with my life. Productive. You've given me these gifts. You put things inside of me. You bless my hands to make prayer pillows. You bless my mind to obtain knowledge. So I got to do something with this. And I also have to inspire and encourage someone else. So as I got up, you know, and thank God for someone so wonderful in my life that just said, you know, we all need people to tell us the truth, the hard, hidden truth. Don't want to hear it, but it's the best medicine that you can take. The truth, that you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'll tell you, that's the best type of people to have around you, people that will tell you the truth, not somebody that's going to be shucking and jiving you, that's going to be trying to pacify you, that's going to tell you something to make you feel good. Don't do that to me. And I thank God for this person that's so special in my life that did that to me, told me the truth. Yeah, Pastor Shaw. Yeah, it was you. Thank you. Because in telling me the truth, and giving me that reality check, that has jump-started me, Diane, to do a self-evaluation and look at some things that I know that I need to be doing and that I can do better. And we all have to look in that mirror and say, I can do better. Don't beat yourself up, but just say, look, I can do better. Why am I cheating myself? I had an opportunity to listen to a recording this morning also as I got into this mindset of doing better for myself. And that was from Les Brown, which we all know him as to be an awesome, awesome, renowned motivational speaker. And even listening to him, I said, now, Diane, you can listen to him all day long, but when are you going to take all this good information and put into action? You know, there's people that all they do is go to school and they're educated, they go to school all their life. And they are educated career people. And for the most part, never take the education that they've learned and put it into action. Never go and work the job that they have learned about. So what am I saying? I'm saying out of all the things that we can learn about, it comes a time then we got to take that knowledge and put it to action. So let's just continue. Let's talk about a few things here. We already said that we're not going to be looking at yesterday. Stop going backwards. For some of you and some of us, we got to stop looking at old relationships. It's over. Why are you trying to bring back something that's dead? is dead and it's not coming back again. Amen. And what we have to understand is that when God has buried things in your life, don't go and revive something that's dead and stinking. Can you imagine going and picking up? Can you imagine going and digging up a body that's been dead? Oh, and it's, when something's dead, it's stinking. So we're not going to look back. We're not going to try to put life support on things that are dead in our life because it is dead. Somebody has to say it's dead. It's dead. It's dead. It's dead. It's dead. 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 And dead things, God don't specialize in dead things. He specializes in things that are alive. So he said he will give us life, and not only life, but life more abundantly. He came to give us life, and life more abundantly. He came to give us life. So knowing that, and so knowing that, then how much more should we be also in living in an abundant life? Okay? An abundant life. We are people who have so much going on for ourselves. Praise God. We have something going on for ourselves, so, but for the most part, we're sitting down on it. And it was told to me, which is true, if you don't take care of what you have, you can lose it. Take nothing for granted. Take nothing for granted. Don't even take people for granted. Amen? Because they're here today and gone tomorrow. I like to tell people, too, you don't take people for granted, and you don't want people to take you for granted as well. Amen? So we're still talking about not looking on this road toward. We're going to be doing, for those of you that just joining in with us, we're going to be doing 100 days of being proactive. You know, they say anything you do for 30 days become a habit. So we're going to do this for 100 days today, which is October 21st, is the first day that we're going to move forward. And we're going to do 100 days. So I want you to follow me on Facebook, Blog Talk, Twitter, and Skype. And we're going to be actually getting some things done. I actually put out there on my page on Facebook, I said, hey, write down at least two things that we're going to finish today. And I'm serious. I'm not just doing this for my health. I am really serious about this. It's time for us to get some projects complete. It's time for us to stop chucking and jiving and really, really get some things done. You feel what I'm saying? We've got to do better. We've got to do better. We can do better. We will do better. Amen. We will do better. Say to yourself, I will do better. Amen. I will do better. We can do better and we will do better. Why? Because we serve a mighty, mighty God. Now, some people might say, well, wait a minute, why does God be about ministry and Christian? Because I'm going to tell you what, we can't do nothing outside of Him. Now, I can go on and say, hey, y'all, we're going to do this stuff, and we're going to empower ourselves. You're going to empower me, I'll empower you, and we're going to be using our mind power. And, you know, there's all these new age things that's going on out there. But listen, I'm going to keep it real. I could do nothing outside of Christ, and I'm not going to even try, because I'm not trying to waste my time. Everything we do, we're going to need the strength of the Lord. Someone say amen. Okay, everything we do, we're going to need the strength of the Lord. Okay, so what we're going to do is right now, I want everyone to take out a piece of paper. Okay, take it out, take it out. Okay, and I want you to write, and let's just say 10 things, start out writing 10 things that you want to get accomplished before this year is over. Okay, 10 things. Now, I want you to
take a pen, a highlighter, and I want you to highlight the priorities, things that are priorities. Let's just say three. Three priorities. Okay, let's do this together. Now, out of those three things, what is the first thing that you want to do first? The first thing you want to do. Okay. So, with those things that you have there and those three things, the first thing you want to do, that means today we're going to get busy. For me, what I did, because I have like some prayer pillows, I have some prayer pillows that I've been, you know, working on, right? And a few of them I have already almost done, but I can do better. I wanted to add a few things before I send them out. But what I want to do is go head on and get it completed. And what I do is I want to make a realistic goal that every day that I'm going to get at least one done and ship it on off, okay? Because most for the most part, it's already half done. I'm saying, why is it half done? Because it's been procrastination. I've been dealing with procrastination. And there can't be any more procrastination. If you're going to be successful, you and I are going to be successful, we have got to get rid of this procrastination. So I want to put a song on. And this song is Yolanda Adams, "The Battle Belongs to the Lord." And do you know that a lot of things we're going through, it's not your battle, it's the Lord's. Amen? So you don't need of you beating yourself up. Some things we're going to have to give to the Lord. Praise God. So come back with me, and we're going to get started. Living a proactive life through the inspiration of Lady Diane. This is day one.
It's the Lord. from the mountains to the valley, by his spirit the big tree is one.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We're back, and this is Lady Diane, and today is day one. Day one, day one, day one of being proactive. You're listening to Lady Diane, and I'm here live with you, and I'm so excited because today is a great day, a great day. We're actually here, and I've decided to start out with a series on living a proactive life inspired by myself. I'm going to be inspiring my own self because this is something that I have needed for a very long time in dealing with procrastination, so many things. So if you're just tuning in, I want you to know that you're listening to the real deal, and that is keeping it real as we deal with out of procrastination and getting some things done. Oh, yeah, starting with me. Okay, so this is Living a Proactive Life through Inspiration of Lady Diane. Let's start day one. Giving up is not an option for all of you that said, I'm just ready to throw in the towel. Oh, no, we don't do that around here. We're actually a people of purpose. We're eagles flying high, and we are going to get some things done before the commercial. We were actually just talking about letting yesterday be yesterday and not looking back, not being like Lot's wife. Okay, so we did a little segment where we just had our little funeral. We talked, you know, did a little bit of evaluation. Yes, it would have been nice. It could have been nice. It should have been nice, but it's not nice. So it's over. So we're moving on. So our first step, we're talking about 100 days. And the first thing we had to do is we're living every day with a fresh new start. We cannot go into a new beginning looking at the past, what it could have, would have, should have been. So let's continue moving on. I also had everyone make a list, 10 things. If you're tuning in, you want to get ahead, you want to know where we at right now, we had to write down 10 things. So I want you to write down 10 goals, 10 things that you want to get accomplished before this year is over. Then I want you to take a highlighter and start highlighting priority. Highlight the first three. That means we got these are top on the list. Then I want to put you to put a little check mark on what we're going to do today. One or two things today, not tomorrow. And we're not going to talk about it no more. We're going to be about it. And then, hey, I want us to look at something. I want us to be true. Be true to who you are. Stop trying to please other people or be someone else. I'm not doing it no more. We're not wearing any more masks. It's better to be an original version of yourself than an exact duplicate of someone else. I remember Pastor Shaw had one of his segments, program on Blog Talk was, is it Memorex? Is it real? Like being Memorex. In other words, is it real? Let's keep it real. Let's keep it original. And to thine own self be true. We have to be true to ourselves. And, you know, let's also look at this fact. Let's stop complaining. You'll be around someone, all they do is complain. Quit complaining. Don't be like the howling dog. Just complain. Always howling. And never doing anything. Stop complaining about your problems. And let's work on them instead. You know, let's look at this. One thing we need to be is a people of solution. If I have a problem, you have a problem, let's sit down and talk about the problem. Then let's make a solution for those things. You know, it's great to have people in your life where you can actually sit down and communicate better about the problem. I did that on last night. Was able to sit down. Let's look at the problem. Let's look at where we're at. Let's look at the situation. And then put on our big boy, big girl, you know, shoes. Pull your trousers up and say, okay, let's go do it. There's no need of us sitting around talking about the problem and the problem. It's frustrating and it's draining. Draining for all that's involved. So no more complaining. It's time to be about it. No more complaining. Say that to yourself. Say it. No more complaining. That's right. No more complaining. I want to welcome you out there in Facebook land and Twitter and Blog Talk and Skype. If you're listening in and if you're listening from the archives, maybe you missed me because all of a sudden I just woke up this morning and I said, I'm going to do this. I didn't plan it, and I have to do that because I wasn't going to allow myself to talk myself out of it or get so busy. If I'm going to be able to coach, mentor, and help other people with just doing what you say you're going to do, stop talking about it, and for the most part, don't even talk about it, just do it. This is what I'm doing. I didn't give no forewarning. I just, Lord, put it in my heart. I had a little self-talk with myself, talk to myself. How many of you do that? Talk to yourself. I had a little talk with myself. It's okay, let's do it. I got on Blog Talk, set it up, what do you want to call it? Okay, I had to change it a couple of times. I said, this is it. This is it. Don't change it no more. And I said, okay, you're going to start right away. And you're going to make it 1 hour. You're not going to go no long 2-3 hours because you have work to do. And this is about being proactive. And we are not going to sit on the phone, on the radio, on the internet, on Facebook, on Skype. We're not sitting in cyberland. And for many of you, let me pull this curve over, pull over to the curve. For some of us, we got to get out of cyberland because I find that, like for me, I'm not a TV watcher. You can... The cyber land, the world of Facebook, the world of the internet can be a time waster. It can be a distractor of keeping you from doing the things that you need to do. Some people, it's on their phone and they're not on. But that's, you know, and even myself, I use it for ministry, but that's got to be even a balance. You cannot spend all of your time on Facebook, on the internet. You got to get busy. You got schoolwork to do. Get busy. Stop sitting there inboxing. Same with me. Stop sitting there taking pictures, sitting out there. Get busy. Everybody say get busy. Get busy. And after this call and after this time, we're going to do this every day. And if we do it every day, we're like, okay, we're going to meet up every day. And I'm going to be opening up my phone lines, and I want you to tell me, okay, what did you do yesterday? What did you get finished? Because I'm not going to just don't waste my time, and I'm not going to waste your time. We have work to do. No more complaining. And then let's talk about being proactive in within itself. Stop waiting for others around you to do something and take action yourself instead. You know that proactive is doing it without someone telling you to do something. You know that's what they will hire people. They hire some of the best workers because they are self-motivated. Proactive, self-motivating. You got to motivate yourself. Don't wait for someone to tell you to do it, okay? Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself on, hey, I need to get this done. Don't allow anybody to waste your time. Stop being on that telephone. Stop all that texting. That's another thing I'm trying to listen. You know what? It's to the point now people don't even know how to communicate because everything's through the cell phone. They don't want to pick up the phone and call. They don't want to meet you in person. They want to do their whole life on texting. I'm not going to do it. This takes away from true communication. What happened to people doing face-to-face? Do you know that you can really target a person's mindset? By looking in their eyes, you could be able to, you know, even tell whether the person is honest or even just the real heartfelt what's behind what they're saying when you're talking face-to-face. So we have gotten into this world of texting. The cell phone can become a blessing or it can become a curse. God is a God of communication. Can you imagine if I'm texting the Lord God and said, Praise the Lord. God, oh God. Hello, Jesus. Text. How are you, Jesus? I mean, really? Is he going to, come on, you all, come on. That's not even cool. That's not even how God get down. I mean, can you imagine, we don't hear from the Lord but through a text? I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We don't stop all this. So part of our being proactive is to sometimes be honest with you. I don't even know where my cell phone is at because I don't want this thing to control me. Some people, they can't even function unless their cell phone is right there. Come on. Do you think that's sick or what? Come on. When I say sick, it means it's to the point it has become an addiction. It has become a god, an idol. Don't let this cell phone become an idol to you. So enough of that. But it's still in the area of discussion of being proactive. Being proactive may mean us not being on the internet as much, giving up Facebook, giving up Twitter, putting our cell phone down for some hours. Ain't no life and death thing. I mean, good God Almighty, you know what I'm saying? It's like, really? What happened to a point where we didn't have a cell phone? Remember those days, you all, when we had the phone on, we had to put a quarter in the machine? What have we become? So because we have all this internet and this cyber and this social media going on, people's lives are not as productive. We're not productive. I'm talking to Diane, too. We're not as productive because this thing has taken so much of our time. And I'm going to be the first to stop it. I told myself I want to learn a word a day. I'm going to start having a dictionary, opening up a book. We got so caught up in this internet, this phone, and you can get on the internet even through the phone, to where we don't even take the time to read the book. I bet Barnes & Noble is just empty. People used to go in there and sit down and read a book. But some people have not allowed this thing to enslave them. So we're going to de-slave ourselves and de-drone this cell phone and this internet. And every day, we're going to come here, we're going to talk about it. Now, today, I'm not probably going to open up my lines. I have some people, okay, some people just sitting there in the chat room. That's good. But I'm telling you, I'm not taking a lot of your time, and you're not taking a lot of my time because we are going to be proactive. And let's say, rather than think about what if, think next time. You know, so don't think about things you can't change. For example, namely, what has happened in thoughts of other people. You can't change it. Some people won't give up the fact of old relationship. It's over. You cannot move into your new relationship looking behind you in your past. God told Lot, take your family, get out of Sodom and Gomorrah. When he was trying to say, I'm trying to do a new thing in your life. And sure enough, the woman, when she looking back, thinking about what she missed, you're going to look back, oh, I missed, I could have had this, what it could have been. She looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. That's what looking back does. It slows you up. You can't walk. Try doing it. Try walking forward, looking backwards. You're going to run into something. I'm talking to somebody out there and myself. So we got to focus on what versus how. Ain't gonna worry about how. We'll leave all that to God. What? Focus on what you want first before you think about how to do it. So if I sit here and I think about how I'm gonna do it, I'm making a list of what it is. Anything is possible. Or matter of fact, all things are possible with the Lord. So anything is possible as long as we set our mind and our heart and our soul to do it. We can do anything, y'all. We can do anything. I never thought I would be sewing meat, Diane. I retired from the Navy. I had no time to sit down and be a smoothie maker and sewing. But what God showed me is that If you give me the time, I'll stretch your mind to do some things that you will blow you away. So we can do anything. All things are possible. Okay? Well, we got to create your own opportunity. People say what's between us is opportunity. Well, create that opportunity. You can wait for opportunity to drop in your lap. You can say, well, I'm just waiting for an opportunity. I'm waiting for opportunity, you know. Or you can go there, out there, and create your own opportunity. Okay? So either you're going to sit and wait, or you're going to go make it happen. What you going to do? Well, if you're going to join this proactive band, we have got to be the ones to make it happen. And one more thing before we get to moving, because I'm going to look here on, we got 10 minutes to go, and I can't wait until tomorrow when we talk about some of you call in and tell me some of the things you got done, okay? So we're talking about creating our own opportunity. Now let's talk about live more consciously each day. Each day. Stop sleepwalking through life. Many of us out here, we're sleepwalking. Your life is something to be experienced, not coasted through. You get in a car and you put on cruise control. Well, cruise control means I don't have to move my feet. That can kind of make you lazy. I don't have to press the pedal. I just sit there and it just coasts me. It just cool. Don't go through life and life just like you're on cruise control. You're sleepwalking. Open up your eyes and look at what's around you. Open up your eyes and look at the people God has put in your life. For many of you, God has blessed you, and you can't even see what he has done. Because if you really see, you'll be praising God, and you won't be taken for granted. Stop taking the blessings of God for granted. Stop sleepwalking. Open up your eyes. You're alive. Oh, my God, I got that. I got that. I got it. I'm alive, y'all. You're alive. You are alive. I don't know what it's like to be dead. Because I ain't dead. I ain't died. I'm only alive. You live once and you die once. So I never know what it's like to die. I have not died outside of being dead, spiritually dead once, but thank God I'm now alive. Okay, in the spiritual realm, I'm alive. But I'm talking about physically. We're not dead. So because we're not dead, you wake up every morning. The very first thing you need to be doing is say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. If you're going to be a part of this proactive group, team of believers, first thing you better do is fall on your knees and say, Lord, thank you for waking me up in the morning. Hallelujah. And Diane, what God just brought back to my mind, Diane, wake up not only saying thank you, but open up my word instantly. I got a word for you. Open up that Bible right there while you're on your knees when you get up and God open up your eyes. Just open up the Bible. Now, this might be strange to some people, but I'm just giving to you how God has given to me. Open it up. Say, Lord, lead to me to what you want me to read right now. And just say, open it up. And where your eyes will land to, start reading. Maybe the first 3 or 4 verses. And then say, Lord, speak to me through those verses that you just given to me. Because God is a spirit. He's all-knowing. So he's going to direct you where you want. He wants you to go. Then meditate on that and say a prayer. Then you get that body up. Clean yourself up. By then, we each and every one of us will have a list of things that we've already said we're going to do for them. We're making our list the night before so we don't waste no time because time is very valuable. Amen? And then we're going to just kick start. We're just going to do it. I'm telling you, we got 9 to 5, 9 to 8, how many hours you need. But let's make it happen. That's what we're going to start all these sessions out every morning for 1 hour. And I'm excited because as soon as I get off, I'm going to say, Lord, I thank you because I did something that I said I was going to do. Bam, check. I did my first day of proactive, and I put it out there on Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk, and Skype, and I invited other people. And, of course, people in the archives are going to be listening. Listen, If you're just listening in, you're in the archives, this is your assignment. I want you to take a piece of paper and I want you to write 10 things, 10 goals that you need to complete before 2015 is over. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm excited! Woo, 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 woo. I'm excited! I'm excited! Wow! Wow! You know, excitement. You know what? I'm motivating myself right now. And if you are not motivated, listen, that's okay with me. But Diane, Lady Diane, I am so motivated because I'm thinking about all the things I can't wait to get done after I get off of this radio broadcast. I'm just excited. Now, I got to be realistic with myself. Be realistic with yourself. That's how I said, make a list, then highlight at least three things. And then start out with the first thing, second, and then the next day, whatever. Don't go put new things on that list until you complete it. What you've already done. Now, sometimes it may take a little bit of revising, but try to stick to the plan, all right? Let's stick to the plan, okay? Because most of the part, what we do is we just, all we do is plan. We write down what we're going to do. We talk about what we're going to do, and we never do it. So we already know the what. We always talk about the opportunity. We already talked about no more sleepwalking. Amen. No more coasting. No more putting ourselves on cruise control. Now we are going to be committed to our growth. Our growth. Okay. We are going to celebrate every small thing, everything we do. Bible talks about this, do not despise small beginnings. So we are going to celebrate on the small things. Amen. The small things. Because, you know, some things start out small, but it grows into something great. And my last thing before we end is to know your inner self. That means knowing who you are and what you represent. Be clear of your personal identity. Who are you? Wow, I got that, Lord. I got it. Caught that revelation. Who are you? Now, you know, it's like, I already knew who I was in Christ, but he just gave me another insight. Who are you? You are, if you got to look in the mirror, I want every one of you right now, walk into a mirror. Let's do it. I'm getting up right now, and we're going to look into this mirror. Come on. If you have to turn that light on, turn the light on. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. I'm looking at myself. Look in the mirror. Who are you? Look at your eyes. Look how you are wonderfully made. Look at your eyes. Look at your nose. Look at your lips. Look at your face. God did that. God created you, and there's no one else like you. You are unique and wonderfully made, and God don't make no junk. You are amazing. You are awesome. You are beautiful. You are a craft. God is creating. He was the craft. He was so crafty when he made you and he sculptured you. Look at you. Look at your arms, your legs. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I said, wow, God, Diane, you've come a long way. Look at you. You've come a long way. Look at you. You're beautiful. You're wonderfully made. You may not be all that you want to be in life right now, but look, that you're not what you used to be. You're not the same person. You're not the same person. And you went through some things in life on this journey, and you fall down a couple times, but guess what? You got back up. You didn't stay down. You have learned, and I'm speaking to somebody out there, you have learned to tune out the voices of negativity, of people telling you what you cannot do. Because you knew there was something inside of you saying, I can do this. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every now and then. Okay, so now we're not going to even think about it no more. We're going to do it. Amen. We're going to do it because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All things through Christ that strengthens us. There's nothing too hard for God. And we're going to do this, and we're going to do it together, and we're going to celebrate together. We're not going to let no one tell us anymore what we cannot do. Because you can do it. You can do it, and you will do it. You are doing it. The fact that you're listening to this radio broadcast, you're doing it. Everything great starts with an idea. Everything great, it starts out with an idea. And we don't leave it there. We can't leave it on the piece of paper. We got to put together a plan. And then once we have the plan, we have to execute the plan. Again, you are amazing. You are wonderfully made. You are a workmanship. A workmanship. And when God had you in mind, oh my goodness, when God had you in mind, he said, this one I'm going to make unique. And this one is going to do something that no one else can do. And that's what we're doing right now. We are making up our mind that there's nothing too hard. Nothing's impossible. Believe that? It's not. Nothing is impossible. I want us to listen to this one song. I hope you can hear it. Is by R. Kelly, and he said, I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. There's some things that you started and you never completed. Some of you may have started school and you didn't complete it, may have dropped out. Go back to school. Go back to school. You started a book. You started a book and you have not finished that book. Leave that legacy behind. You have grandchildren that is going, and grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. One day they're gonna be able to say, this is what my grandmother, my great-great, she wrote this book. What are you going to leave behind? We're talking about being proactive. No more sitting down on our dreams. No more sitting down on what God has put inside of you. Because you can fly. I believe I can fly. You can fly too. I believe I can touch the sky. You can touch it too. We think about it every now and then. Now let's spread our wings and fly away. We can soar together. He said, running through the open door, see yourself flying, see yourself soaring high in the sky. And there's something that's coming over you as you're flying. I'm doing it. I'm really doing it. The first person that you want to convince is yourself by saying, I can do this. Some of you have felt like breaking down, giving up, listening to those little voices that's telling you from your past what you can't do. But you can. There are miracles that God has put into every one of our lives, and we can achieve those things together. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Hallelujah. If you can see it, then you can be it. If you can see it, if God has put it in your mind, then you can obtain it. You can do it. Come on, together. We can fly. You and I can fly higher than we've ever flown before. Oh, we used to fly high before. We flew high yesterday. But today and tomorrow, if God does not tarry, our wings will open up high and we will soar together high in the sky. We're going to encourage one another. You're going to come back to this session and you're going to say, Lady Diane, I did it. I finally began to believe in myself and what God has put inside of me. Oh, my. I believe in you. I believe in what God has put inside of you. I believe that you can do anything with the strength of God in you. You are a child of the Most High God. You and I are kings and queens. We are people of royalty. And while we are yet alive, we don't want to go to our grave with coulda, woulda, shoulda. We don't want to be someone that can say, okay, I wish I would have done this or that. This is your season. This is your day. And we're going to take hold of this life that God has given to us on this journey. And we're going to soar high. Just begin to see yourself flying high in the sky. See yourself completing some of those things that you put to the side because you felt that you didn't have enough education, you didn't have enough experience, you didn't have anyone believe in you. I believe in you. Jesus said you can do all things through Christ. You can do this. We will do this. We're doing it right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to do this together. As we come to the end of this session, because we got a lot of work to do, we're going to be proactive now. And we're going to look back on this after 100 days out of all the projects that we've got done. And then it becomes natural for us to use all of our creativity that God has given to us. So I want to say to you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home, to come into your cars if you're driving, or just to come through your radio or through your cell phone. And I pray that everything that was said, that you take it to heart, because we can do this. We can do this, and we will do this. We are talking about living a life that is proactive. So, my friend, as you go on this day, live life to the fullest, because he has come to give us life and that more abundantly. God bless you.
And I can be anymore if I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can come. I believe I can come to God. I think about it every night and day. Put my wings and fly away. I believe I can come. I've seen the running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Yeah,